In a world where options are limitless, but time is not, two heroes take a stand against injustice and overwhelming viewing choices, starring Jane Ellen and Adam Cravens, a podcast that lets you know what's worth watching and what's not. From the Hintz and Oakley Podcast Center, this is Binge or Cringe.
Hello and welcome to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
So, been watching a lot of TV with all your time off? You don't have any.
I have a little bit of time, but I do with it what I always do with my time when I'm not at work. Usually watch Star Trek.
Well, that is very important.
Well, I've been, my kids are a captive audience right now. They can't go anywhere. So I've just been explaining to them episodes of Star Trek. Do they want me to? Some of them don't. Some of them don't. Some of them are probably feigning interest so that Dad will be in a better mood.
Oh, well, feigning interest. That's one that I really, really excel at. So I have kind of been going back and forth a bit about what I'm going to watch late. And I really am far more entertained of late by watching talk show hosts do shows from their home. All of them.
Which is not even a possibility I thought was going to ever be something they did by and large and in mass.
Yeah. I keep going back to it. I continue to find it entertaining and amusing. And I also like looking at people's houses, which is why there's an HGTV, I guess. A channel I don't watch, and yet I can totally get behind because I like looking at people's houses. I just do. I was like, huh, you decided to put that there. That is very interesting.
That's a bold choice. Maybe not a good one, but a bold
But
one.
It is interesting. So that's the one thing I've done, and I just go to YouTube and look everybody up and go, oh, I'm going to watch this now. And I've yet to be not entertained by it.
Now, I did find a reason to watch The Chipmunks, which I never thought was a phrase that I would be able to say.
Hmm. You're saying words, I don't understand.
One of the boys was watching a YouTuber that was literally screaming while playing Roblox. Mm-hmm. After about 20 or 30 minutes of this, or eternity, I'm not sure which one it was, I said, we're not watching this anymore.
Oh, thank goodness.
They're like, what are we watching? And I'm like, I don't care, but it's not this. So I opened myself up to it. I walked right into it. I didn't specify. I should have.
You should have. That's totally
And as soon fault. as that happened, I started hearing doot, doot, doo, 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 doo. We're the Chipmunks. And I was like, no, you,
Adam, okay. You fool.
Okay, fine. You did this. You need to suffer through this. But I'm going to tell you, like, I guess much in the same way that, like, after you've had a near-death experience, nothing scares you quite as much as that did.
Hmm.
Suddenly, the Chipmunks weren't as bad because I had listened to a YouTuber screaming while he was streaming a game.
Yeah, that'll change you. That's for sure. If only they were all funny, Adam, but you see, they're not. They're just not funny.
Well, when you don't have to, prove that you're talented to get on YouTube, mm-hmm. I mean, that's what's going to happen. Like, they're not all going to be gems.
No, absolutely. So, Disney Plus, in a couple of weeks, will have Onward. Onward's going to be there, even though right now they invite you to rent it for $20. It will end up on Disney Plus. And there is a little something on Disney Plus that I don't think I've ever heard you talk about.
Right.
But my kids are totally into it. I have watched it, and it's very much it's like a cool factor thing. Oh, I get what you did. You watched Gravity Falls. Did you ever watch Gravity Falls?
I am aware of it, but I don't think I have watched it.
I've seen all of it more than once, and I don't dislike it. I guess I just don't find it as entertaining as The Simpsons, but I mean, are you talking about? Simpsons. But I don't find it irritating either. I realize I'm not giving a great answer on Gravity Falls because my kids love it. And I
now, as a parent, I can definitely understand the phrase, I'm not irritated by it.
Yeah.
Because I've seen a lot of movies that I was just like, oh, it has to, this has to be done. When is this done? Why is it not done? So getting to something that I can describe as, I'm not irritated by this.
No, I'm not irritated. It
is really something that as a parent, I can appreciate.
I can get behind that. And the merchandise around it is hard to get, and therefore, when you see it pop up, huge deal. Huge. So, it's about twins. The boy is named Dipper. Never explained.
Quite a name.
The girl is Mabel. And they go and spend summer with their great uncle in Gravity Falls, a city. And their great uncle, who they call Grunkle, they call him Grunkle Sam. Stan. Grunkle Stan, not Sam. That's a different Grunkle. He kind of is a bit of a, well, he's not a lawyer, so I can't call him a shyster. He has this marvelous place to visit, but it's all fake stuff.
Right.
You know? And so he's not so much as a charlatan. It's called the Mystery Shack. It's a tourist trap is what it is. The Mystery Shack. So they spend the summer helping him run this tourist trap. But they find out that there's something unusual about Gravity Falls. And there is this evil creature that looks like, well, it's a triangle with a top hat. And it's called Bill. It's not called Bill Sykes. That's from Oliver. Out what he's called. But
I think you can concentrate enough on triangle with a top hat. That's not something you generally say, or I don't. I mean, maybe it was more prevalent, say, in Abraham Lincoln's times when top hats were more of a thing.
I always forget what his name is, and yet my child always goes, Mom, and I've gotten so much stuff with the triangle guy with the top hat. So much. Okay, so Alex Hirsch created it, and it has Jason Ritter is Dipper, and the incredibly lovely Kristen Schaal is not Louise, because that's Bob's Burgers.
Mabel.
But she's Mabel. And there are only two seasons. There are only 40 episodes, and it was made by Disney. And it has just lived on.
Now, I mean, just because something only has a limited amount of seasons or a limited amount of episodes, that's where I was headed with it. I'm just saying, like, it doesn't always mean that, like, just because, like, the masses did not catch on to it at the right time, it doesn't mean they can't catch on to it eventually.
Waddles is a pig. That's important to know. Bill Cipher, not Bill Sykes.
There
Bill Cipher. And he's voiced by the creator. And he, you know, the usual. He wants to run the world, all that kind of stuff. And he kind of, you know, tippy-tappies around.
From a standpoint of that, I don't know that I've ever wanted to take over or run the world. It seems like a lot of work. I mean, just the logistics of it. Like, I'm in charge of a household, or at least like one of the people that co-in charge of the household, and that's exhausting. I can only imagine doing it for 5-6 billion people.
Will Forte is the voice of Tyler Cute Biker, who is a local enthusiasm enthusiast. Okay, that's pretty funny.
The voice cast alone really seems like this thing should have... What year was it made in?
2012. Nick Offerman is Agent Powers, a government agent, obviously. And you wouldn't know anybody else. Anyway, so I don't really remember all the stories, except it has to do with secrets, and then there's a diary, and Mabel sees everything in a happy way. And My child, Anna Grace, went as Dipper to school because you had to go as your favorite cartoon character. It's very easy to go like Dipper because he kind of dresses like Marty McFly, only he has a hat that is blue and white with a blue pine tree on it. And that's how you know it's Dipper. And so that's how...
That's how you know it's not Marty McFly.
Yeah, that's how you know...
That's how you tell the separation of the two.
We made a friend, someone we are still friends with 2 years ago, because she was wearing that hat. And we were like, hey, Gravity Falls! 3 hours later, we're still talking.
There really is something fun about connecting with a passion that someone... Like, I was in the line getting groceries the other day. And somebody had mentioned they couldn't wait to get off because they were going to watch Dark Shadows.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a reasonable amount of it. Like, I'm not...
Like a normal person amount.
I don't
not
think,
an Adam
I,
amount.
I really don't even think a normal person knows about Dark Shadows.
Really?
Like,
who doesn't?
Well, keep in
like
mind...
Like the original
you,
or the...
You and I are the exception to roughly... Every rule. Yeah. We cannot use each other as a barometer for how normal people will react to things. That's why we have to turn to like our spouses or children and just be like, hey, this. And they'll just be like, what is that? And I'll be like, right. That's what I thought. I knew that's what other people would think. But like, I started talking about it in a way that like I at least had a passing understand it. And like, to watch the person's eyes light up that somebody could discuss this with him. And I mean, it was, you know, just enough time for us to check out the groceries, but like just you could feel her trying to fit every inch of what she would just go because she knew she was almost done checking out our groceries. Like, and it was this kind of fun moment. And it's the same way that like when I find somebody that, you know, I didn't previously know, like, had a fascination with comic books mm-hmm. or Star Trek or Star Wars. And you get somebody that you can kind of engage in a way. Like, there's another gentleman that, like, saw I was wearing a Star Wars hoodie. And he, I guess, likes to test people to see if they're posers or actual fans. I know. And he looked like your stereotype. He was comic book guy.
I suppose he's comic from book guy.
Yes, he was. And he's like, I'm going to ask you a question I ask everyone to see if they really know anything about, and I'm just sitting and like the people around me know that I know what I'm talking
eyes
about.
Rolled.
And they were just waiting for it. They're like, oh, he is.
He's made a mistake. It's
like he's trying to outdraw like Raylan Givens like right now. And he's like, who is the most powerful Sith Lord? And I'm like, well, are we talking about the expanded universe? Are we talking about canon-wise in the films? I would argue that because he's mentioned in Revenge of the Sith, probably Darth Plagueis would be arguably the most powerful Sith Lord, though if we're going to talk about the books, I would argue Darth Bane. And like the look in his eyes, like he had found the Messiah. That he would just he was like,
I will follow you anywhere.
You may wear your Star Wars emblazoned hoodie with raise your head high, sir. Like just he was waiting for me to just be like, well, Darth Vader is Darth Vader's cool. I like Darth Vader. He's in the movies, right? I think he was in Revenge of the Jedi. Is that a movie? Is that one of the movies?
I have a T-shirt that I got in the Las Vegas, and it is black and white, and the outline is in white, and it is the whole T-shirt front is the face of Sterling Archer, and I don't even know if you can read the words, but it's like basically my whole career is based on lying. Every time I have worn that, it doesn't matter where I am. Someone has said, Archer, or I love your shirt. It's always a guy, by the way.
It's
always a
but
guy
I'm just saying, like,
watching Archer and saying,
that,
yes!
That connection to like the in-joke that only you thought you got, and you see it in somebody else. Like It brings
me joy.
It's a fun moment of connection mm-hmm. that you otherwise would not have had with this individual.
And it just delights the children. Mom. They noticed you were in Archer shirts. Yes.
They're one of us.
Yes.
Like, I'm sure similar to the way that like the Death Eaters experienced whenever Voldemort called them and they could murder wizards and muggles alike, but in a positive way and not with murder or dark evil magic.
Yes.
But very similar to that.
Yes. So what were we talking about? Oh, yes. Gravity Falls.
Yes.
I think you would enjoy it. The merchandise around it is very entertaining. I have a bright Pepto-Bismol pink sweatshirt that the girls fight over because Mabel wears it, and it has, I believe, a rainbow and then a fluffy white cloud on it.
I think I actually like it more when merchandise is harder to find. I think
it's super hard to find.
I think you appreciate it more. Like, one of my friends is a massive fan of Spider-Man, has been a lifelong fan of Spider-Man. Now, when he was like 10 or 15, like, you could find Spider-Man stuff, but you had to search for it a little bit more. It was a little bit more obscure. Then that stupid Sam Raimi, Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movie came around, and like, family members would get him Spider-Man stuff for Christmas, but like, it was a lot harder to find then. It was a lot more special then, because like, maybe only one person. As soon as that thing hit, he's just like, I'm friggin' 22, and all they're getting me is Spider-Man stuff. Like, and it's not even like, he was a fan of like the comic books, but it was always like the movie stuff, and because both of us have been snobs our entire life, like, we wanted to turn our – we're like, oh, yes, well, we were fans of it before, like, the masses took – we prefer the finer wines to this – what is this, the film merchandise? Yes, please, you peasant.
Off with you.
Take it away.
So my favorite Gravity Falls thing that I got Anna Grace is a pocket watch with – Bill Cipher on it, but if you just glance at it, you can't really tell it's Gravity Falls merchandise. It just looks like a pocket watch, and there's just stuff on it, and then you look at it closer and it's like, that's a triangle top hat guy.
My mother had a similar issue with me when I was a kid. I was fascinated by dinosaurs. And,
dinosaurs.
Well, and this is before there were dinosaurs.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This is pre-1993. Like, I think I'd gotten a book when I'd went to a science fair, or we'd went to like we had visited something, and I got to expand. There you go. Okay. Yeah, that's definitely a triangle with a top hat.
Triangle guy's top hat, one eye, and a bow tie.
And
keeping
she,
it classy.
My mom would have to find stuff about dinosaurs. And like I said, mind you, this is before like Jurassic Park blows up, becomes the highest grossing film of all time, and everything is dinosaurs. She's having to, like, talk to science teachers and being like, oh, where did you get that poster? Oh, you had to order it through this. Okay. Because I saw giant, like, man-eating lizards, and probably, like, as I understand later how fascinated I am with Jurassic Park and Jaws, like, kind of leads me direct. Apparently, I like seeing large monsters eat things. And from a very early age. But they just fascinated me.
Adam, are you saying you're the monster and that this is why you love food?
It's probably not even something that deep-seated. It's more like in the same way that like a person that likes one of the Fast and the Furious movies, they're just like, ooh, car is shiny. Like, they're probably just – it's something hardwired into me that like dinosaurs are cool.
I love dinosaurs.
They're still fantastic.
I get sucked into reading all this sciencey stuff. Like, ooh, it's a bird dinosaur. Ooh.
There was this wonderful moment where, like, one of my boys, Tanner, was asking, he's like, so what's your favorite dinosaur, Dad? And both of us said, saber-toothed tiger. But then, like, we corrected one another because we're like, well, technically it's not a dinosaur.
It's not.
But it's from that era. And and how cool are saber-toothed tigers? Like,
they are really cool.
It was this fun moment of connection where my son and I are both just like, how great are saber-toothed tigers?
I know,
and
I mean, right?
And we're separated by a large, like, age range here, too. But, like, both of us, like, when you talk to them about saber-toothed tigers, both of us just we level out and parallel on it, and like suddenly we're on the same mindset.
Only I know that your mindset has a layer of Dennis Leary on top of it.
It's true.
And his does not.
Well, not yet.
No.
I mean,
anyway,
he is my son, so like he's probably going to start gleaning things or just taking things in that I'm not even realizing that I'm throwing out there.
Yeah. I did really enjoy this. There's a React channel on YouTube, and Jim put it on for the girls to know something that they all knew about, and it was so-and-so reacts to 90s anime, and it's like they play the theme song, and then these people are supposed to say if they know it or not. And the two episodes that I saw them watch, because I was, oh my God, was I bored. Anyway, I just loved how within a second my kids could say what it was and then start trash-talking the screen. What do you mean you don't know what that is? It's like, yeah.
I don't know what this is, but I'm so glad.
I am so proud of the way you are reacting because you can't really teach it. I had to show it, and now they know it.
And again, and you have to start – you have to plant those seeds early.
Very much so.
You can't legitimately, if you've ever tried to tell a teenager anything – if you don't do it early, it's like trying to have a conversation with a teenager about something they don't want to do, which is basically like just it speaking to a wall.
Yes.
Or yelling at someone in Latin, like, and the person you're yelling at is a baby. Like,
yes.
It just there's no barrier that will connect the two of them.
In what year will the bulk of your children all be teenagers at the same time?
At the, let's see, 14, when, 55, to 2025.
it's gonna suck for you.
And I'm gonna come in one day and all my hair is gonna be white. You'll be like, did you age 40 years in a day?
Like, oh, now they're all teenagers.
Okay. Oh, I understand it now. Like, I've just got age lines. It's like the scene in, like, Raiders of the Lost Ark when, like, they open the ark. Like,
yes.
Or no, I actually, no, I'm going to go with a different thing, the Indiana Jones movie. It's like the scene in Last Crusade whenever they drink from the cup of Christ, but they drink the wrong cup.
Oh.
And he's just like, ah, yes, the fountain of youth. That's what will happen to me.
I had to stop myself because I saw a young family with children very close in age, and they were girls, and I just started. And a tiny voice in my head was saying, shut up.
You don't know what's coming.
Just shut up. They don't care.
Just let them enjoy
it. Their kids are still cute,
just
and they do what they say.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
But sometimes, I can't help myself. What are you going to do?
I'm not saying that I don't love them when they're teenagers. I'm just saying they're more difficult to love when they're teenagers.
Every day is different.
It really is.
Every day is different.
It's like looking both ways to cross the street and then having a plane crash in front of you. And you're like, oh, well, I didn't think I was supposed to be prepared for that.
No.
But there's no cars coming. I'm going to deal with that 747 now.
Yep. So, thank you for listening. Gravity Falls, I think you'll enjoy. It's not as funny to me as Bob's Burgers, but I'm not annoyed by it. And that is saying a lot. And it's not so heady with so many other layers that younger...
It's too dense.
Yeah, it's not going to be like that. I know there were parts of it I found amusing. It just didn't appeal to me right away because I guess it wasn't Archer, and therefore I've been in an Archer mood for several years. So everything is like, oh, animated? Is it Archer? Whatever. So, but...
Hold on. Deal with that.
But for, I'm thinking maybe 8 and up, you'll be entertained.
I haven't seen it, so I can neither confirm nor deny.
I think young, your kids are... I think it's too much talking for young, but 8 and up, maybe. I think that'd be perfectly fine. And I like it that it is different.
It does sound that. I mean, the bare minimum... How many other shows feature a triangle with a top hat?
And a bow tie.
Sounds like Mr. Peanut. Almost.
I know.
Like a
gone
really,
wrong.
Like a cave painting of Mr. Peanut.
It's like, hey, let's draw an evil villain. What can you draw? A triangle?
I can draw Mr. Peanut poorly.
All right. Sort of. Well, there you go.
Let's start there.
And that's how it would work for me. But thank you so much for listening to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
You've been listening to Binge or Cringe. Download your favorites and keep up with new episodes in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.